Chapter 9. Starships. This foolish idea of shooting at the moon is an example of the absurd length to which vicious specialization will carry scientists. The proposition appears to be basically impossible. A.W. Bickerton, 1926. The finer part of mankind will, in all likelihood, never perish. They will migrate from sun to sun as they go out. And so there is no end to life, to intellect, and the perfection of humanity. Its progress is everlasting. Konstantin E. Tsiolkovsky, Father of Rocketry. One day in the distant future, we will have our last nice day on Earth. Eventually, billions of years from now, the sky will be on fire. The sun will swell into a raging inferno that will fill up the entire sky, dwarfing everything in the heavens. As temperatures on Earth soar, the oceans will boil and evaporate, leaving a scorched, parched landscape. The mountains will eventually melt and turn liquid, creating lava flows where vibrant cities once stood. According to the laws of physics, this grim scenario is inevitable. The Earth will eventually die in flames as it is consumed by the sun. This is a law of physics. This calamity will take place within the next 5 billion years. On such a cosmic timescale, the rise and fall of human civilizations are but tiny ripples. One day we must leave the Earth or die. So how will humanity, our descendants, cope when conditions on Earth become intolerable? Mathematician and philosopher Bertrand Russell once lamented that no fire, no heroism, no intensity of thought or feeling can preserve a life beyond the grave, that all the labors of the ages, all the devotion, all the inspiration, all the noonday brightness of human genius are destined to extinction in the vast death of the solar system, and the whole temple of man's achievement must inevitably be buried beneath the debris of a universe in ruins. To me, this is one of the most sobering passages in the English language. But Russell wrote this passage in an era when rocket ships were considered impossible. Today, the prospect of one day leaving the Earth is not so far-fetched. Carl Sagan once said, "We should become a two-planet species." Life on Earth is so precious, he said, that we should spread to at least one other inhabitable planet in case of a catastrophe. The Earth moves in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery of asteroids, comets, and other debris drifting near the orbit of the Earth, and a collision with any one of them could result in our demise.